Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier. It's my pleasure to be here for the next 3 hours. We've got a guest in front of me who we're going to talk to for the next hour. Then we've got our Philip coming in from Hutchinson Legal, talking all things legal. We sent him away with a couple of questions last time. He'll bring those answers and we'll cover other things. Then between 2 and 3, we've got a bit of a mystery guest, but we'll talk about that later on. But I like to promote local gigs, and Leanne Patrick, which is one of our local singer-songwriters, she's got a gig on us tomorrow. So you'd need to get yourself together a bit. It's down at the Upper Yarra RSL. It's at 11 a.m. She'll be down there singing a lot of does some great country songs and all sorts of songs, does Leanne. And then on Friday, this Friday night, she's at the Watts River Brewing between 5 and 8 p.m. and she's got Cal Kennedy with her. And Cal, as you know, recorded that song which I often play, which is the Dodge Ute. So you've got two great gigs coming up over this next to both Thursday and Friday night. But however, we're here now. We've got a regular guest on that we have from, we have her from time to time, about 4 times a year, and we're going to talk to Sonia from Wurri Community House. First of all, how are you, Sonia?
Not too bad, thank you.
That's great. Now, before we get started about the great programs that you're running all the time, the last few weeks you've been, or your office has been promoting quite a few what I would call almost one-off specials that you're doing. Can you tell us a little bit about those two, please, Sonia?
Yes, we've got a few different workshops that are one-off things, so that it's not a huge commitment for people to come to. We've got an introduction to bonsai next week on the 20th of May, and that's 6:30 to 8:30, and that's just a brief presentation and demonstration on the ancient art of bonsai. So it's this artistic creation of the miniature trees and how people can get involved in it. No experience is necessary, and it's presented by the members of the Yarra Valley Bonsai Society. So that's next Tuesday, the 20th of May.
Bonsai, these little
trees,
aren't they?
Yes, like in The Karate Kid. So, bonsai is a great way to have some plants within the house that are quite small and easy to maintain.
I had to move away from it. I'm a bit intrigued about bonsai because they're really proper trees, aren't they?
Yes.
I don't know how you can contain them so small.
Well, there's a bit of maintenance that goes into it, but they teach you what to do and so forth, so that you can watch the trees grow.
Yeah. Have you ever done one?
I've tried.
That didn't go super good.
No, it didn't go quite well for me, but maybe I'll try again.
Sonia, is it only... Do you have to have a special species of tree, do you know?
I think that there are special trees that you need to do that for, but the people who are coming to present will be able to answer all those types of questions.
Now, you've also, I think you've got a first aid one, or has that been?
No, we've done that. That was last term. We've done our first aid. Another one-off workshop that we've got is Life Without Barriers, Foster Care. So it's just an information session about people who might be interested in foster care, the different types of foster care, who can do it, who can be a support for it, and they're always looking for people.
I believe at the moment there's a real shortage. We're running sponsorship for, I think it's Anchor, and I know there are others too that are desperately short of foster carers.
Yeah, there's quite a few different organisations that offer foster care, and at the moment our Life Without Barriers are trying to do a fair bit of promotion and give information, and if people are interested to sign up. And you might not be able to do full foster care, but there might be, you know, weekend or partial care that might be available that you can offer.
Yeah, I believe that that's an opportunity because, I mean, when a person takes on foster caring, there are, a lot of them do have other responsibilities, and I believe they can get a bit of respite care, providing we've got enough carers to even do a day or two
days. That's right, yes. So it's a matter of contacting the agency or coming to a workshop so you can find out what is it that you can offer. It might be a weekend, it might be one day a week. Yeah. Something is better than nothing.
Now, I got a bit distracted talking to you about that. When's that on again, please, Sonia?
So that's on the 17th of June from 6:30 to 7:30, and that's just a $2 donation to the community house. But the information and meeting up with the Life Without Barriers foster care is free that night. So that's on the 17th of June.
Yep.
Another one-off workshop, and this is just to see how it goes, is we've got Perfect Sense, which is an organisation that we have contact with, and she's presenting Understanding the Basics of Bookkeeping. There's a lot of us out there who, you know, try to keep all our receipts and this and that and the other, but it's a two-hour workshop that'll just give us basic knowledge and understanding on how to enter things onto your accounting systems that it makes sense.
Is this for small business or
this can be, look, I'm anyway. Going to be attending as part of the community house because we also need to reconcile all our businesses and information.
Yep.
It can be also for your own personal bookkeeping, if you want to call it that, but also particularly all for small businesses. And there's different programs out there so that you understand where you input the data and how it responds and then when you can find it again.
Because it's strange you should mention that, because I was talking to somebody, he lives in another state, so he can't come, and he's been only because he started to see he was running out of money, and so all of a sudden he got the bank statement, reconciles it all, and found out he's been spending more money than what he's actually been earning.
That's right.
So, and that's very easy to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And also knowing what section goes into what, and so then come tax time, it's easier to be able to do the presentation, and so that you can work out maybe you might get some tax back.
Yeah, instead of running around every part of the house.
Trying to find the receipt.
And I've just got to take quick breaks on you.
On the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Things that I may never see again. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies we go down the highway. We're the best of friends.
That's right.
Insisting that the world keep turning our way. And our way is on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road.
I'm talking to Sonia from Wurri Community House, and if any of these things excite you, which we hope they certainly will, at about 5 to 1, Sonia will give all the contact details, how you can look up their website and the Facebook page and all that. But Sonia, you've got another one. Oh, no, we didn't give the date for the bookkeeping.
No, we'll just go back to Understanding the Basics of Bookkeeping that's been presented by Perfect Sense. And that's on the 28th of May from 5 till 7 p.m. and that's $50 per person. So for a two-hour workshop, you'll be able to, any small business owners or people that are entering any of their information will be able to come along and learn a lot of things and learn how to read profit and loss statements.
Save a lot of time and tax time.
Absolutely. So, yeah, it doesn't matter what software you're using, she'll be able to help us with that.
Yep. And then you've got a gardening.
Yes, we've got another workshop from Bunnings being presented on the 30th of May from 11:30 to 1 p.m. and it's a cost of $5 per person, and that is making your own little Zen garden.
Make your own what garden?
Zen. So what's a Zen it's garden? Making things balanced and relaxed and bringing in a little bit of creativity with that.
Not just throwing in a few seedlings and hope they'll grow.
No. So with Bunnings, they'll be planting a little succulent garden in a coloured ceramic saucer using rocks and sticks to create a mini Zen garden, and that'll bring in balance into your life.
Sounds good. Sonia, just on another just quick point, because I haven't been down your way for some time. Have you still got that little garden out the front of your place?
We still have our community garden out the front.
Yep.
And we're hoping to next term revamp it all again.
Yep.
And put in some lettuce and snow peas and tomatoes and things that people love to use and eat, and you can just pick it as you go past.
Sounds great to me. So we've got, you've still got at least another three or four these special one-offs. I call them one-off because they're not an ongoing
workshops. Every month. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So we've got quite a few of those happening this term.
Yep.
This term also, we're doing a Christmas in July raffle for the community house, raising some money for the community house. And so that will be drawn on the 4th of July at 11 a.m. And the tickets are three for $2 or $1 each. And so there's quite a few different prizes there. And that's just celebrating Christmas in July.
So where are the people going to buy the tickets?
They can come to the office to purchase their tickets.
So that's the only place they can get them.
Yes, at the moment, yep.
So when Sonia gives you the contact details, she'll also give you the address down there in Woori Alec, about four doors down from where we used to be.
That's right.
And go down and purchase some tickets, a dollar each or three for...
$2.
$2 is a pretty good deal.
Yeah, certainly is.
So any new, apart from those that we've talked about that are more one-offs, have you got any new classes this term?
Yes, we do. We've got a couple of fitness classes that have started up this term. So we've got on a Monday night from 5 p.m. till 6 p.m, we've got Sit to Fit, and that's a chair-based exercise class. So the information for that is improve your aerobic fitness, strength, balance and flexibility all from on or around a chair. And I've got to say that I attended this last Monday and it was so much fun.
Is it?
We learned how to do the nut bush while sitting on a chair. So
how can you do that, sitting on a chair?
Very easy. You don't do the spinning around, but you do lots and lots of movements, and all the movements could be with weights or without weights. Are all designed to help improve your cardiovascular system and get fitter, and your flexibility and movement. So,
that sounds true. So, and I guess if when you say with or without weights, you could always start off without weights.
Yes.
And then gradually improve your way through it, couldn't you?
Yeah. And we do some arm exercises and so forth. And like I just had a fall on Sunday and I thought I wouldn't be able to do it. But sitting on a chair and doing it, it was quite fun and it was quite easy.
And it also improves your balance.
Absolutely, because it's while you're standing on the back of the chair and moving your leg and so forth, that helps to strengthen your core strength, and then that improves your balance.
Gee, it's marvellous what they can do. And,
yep.
And I mean, when anybody mentions exercise, you think of pumping iron and this sort of stuff, but you can actually sit on a chair and or work with a chair.
Yep. Yes, and move along to the YMCA song and all sorts of things, and so it gets you moving.
And that's
so on Mondays from 5 p.m. till 6 p.m.
Every Monday?
Every Monday, except for when it's a public holiday.
Yep.
And also the trainer who is presenting all this to us, she's now allowing to do casual classes.
All right.
And if you wanted to pay full up for the term, that can also be broken down paid.
Oh,
so there's many payment options to do the classes.
Yeah. So what sort of cost on a Monday night?
Okay, so a casual class is $20 per week.
Yeah.
Or for the term, it's $132, and that's for 8 weeks.
Yep. I'm just wondering, and it's probably unfair, would NDIS pay some of that for...
I'm sure that they would, because she's an approved trainer. She's got her own business.
Yep.
She's hiring the premises from us.
Yep.
And so, therefore, she can advertise and take on all sorts of clientele. She, this young woman's also worked at the Yarra Centre as well in the past.
So it may be worthwhile if we've got people that are eligible for NDIS to have a bit of a talk about that.
And she explains the Sit to Fit class to be improve your strength, flexibility, balance and cardio fitness in a chair-based exercise class.
Because, I mean, they're all things that as you get older, you've got to be very well aware
mindful.
Of, don't you?
Yes. And look after, you know, different joints and so forth. And she's very compatible to maybe be able to modify things to suit people's needs.
Because if you don't look after them, they don't look after you.
That's right. You only get one body.
Sometimes that's enough.
That's right. So she's also presenting a thing called Shine Dance Fitness, which is on Friday mornings. From 9:30 to 10:30, and the cost of that for the 9 weeks is $148.50. But again, she's doing, you can pay by the term or buy now and pay later, and also casual class is $20 per week.
And what does that, what's that actually entail?
And the Shine Dance Fitness mixes current music with original choreography for the ultimate confidence-boosting full-body workout experience.
So you don't need a partner or anything
for
this, do you?
No, no. You just come along and it's got cardio toning options for every level, different routines each month and supportive instructors. So it's a full body workout. So and I've heard that that's really fun and I'll be trying that this coming Friday.
Sounds fair to me. So you've got two or three new courses, obviously, for this term,
right,
which we just talked about.
Yes.
So what about, I'll just take quick breaks, won't you?
Okay.
Ending that one was. Sonia, yoga.
Yes.
But what's Drew yoga?
There's a number of different forms of yoga.
Is it?
And this is, yes, absolutely. They're
I
not all
yoga
the same.
Was yoga.
No, no, there's many different forms. And this is a particular one called Drew Yoga. And that's right. What our teacher has trained in.
Yep.
And it's about being mindful and being able to do things within your own fitness level. So, therefore, it's suitable for any age or any body.
Because you think of yoga, I just think of people moving around and lying on the ground and all that sort of stuff.
So, well, there is some moving around and there is some lying on the ground and there is some use of chairs and so forth. So you can modify the stances so that it's suitable to your body. So if you've got a sore knee and you need to be kneeling, well, you can modify that to use the back of a chair for support and so forth, so you don't have to get down on the ground.
Because I was thinking, particularly in some of the older people, they wouldn't get down on the ground.
No, that's right.
Well, if you get down...
you can't get up.
It's a bit hard to get up.
Yeah, that's right. But there is modifications and our yoga teacher is able to help with all of that. She's got lots and lots of experience. So we've got two different sessions of that. So they're on Thursdays from either 1 till 2:30 p.m. or from 6 till 7:30 p.m.
So you cater for the workers as well?
Absolutely. Yep. So, yeah, people who are working and might not be able to come during the day can come to the evening class.
Now, while we're on Thursdays, I want to talk about both ends. You've got the golden years at the top.
Yes.
And then you've got something for the young people.
For the kids,
in the
yes, that's right. Yep. Thursdays is a great busy day.
Yep.
So we've got a group that we call the golden years. And when we originally started that, we said from 50 onwards because we thought, well, 50 was the golden years.
Yep.
And they're a group of people who meet every week and have a cuppa and connect in with each other and play some games. And they're looking at doing a chess club now. They also play a lot of other games. Games that we've got available to them. They also quiz each other and do a bit of trivia and so forth. So it's a really fun group to connect in and spend a couple of hours having a cuppa and morning tea.
And I've talked on this show a lot about social isolation, and this is a great way to get
absolutely
out.
Absolutely. They're very welcoming. And, even if pop in for an hour or so just to meet a few people and have a chat, and then if you want to move on, you can.
Well, the point of that is, too, that and I've mentioned this often, that people often have either retired up the Yarra Valley and one of the partners have died, and all of a sudden they're up here, they don't know anyone. And it's very lonely when you walk down the street to do your shopping and you don't see anybody that you know. So this is a great opportunity for people to get out.
Absolutely. And then they can also network in with some other groups that other people might be interested in. And also, when you see someone down the shop, you can stop and say hello and have a chat as well. So it is really good for decreasing social isolation, and it's a very welcoming group. So.
I think it's a terrific one. But then you've got for the young ones too.
Yes, and then we've got the kids' craft and art class. So this is just, again, for the primary school kids to come do a bit of an art and craft class and learn some new skills and mix with each other and have a bit of a play.
That sounds good. What age group?
Primary school.
Primary
school. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, 5, 6 till about 12-ish.
Oh, that sounds great. And that's on a Thursday night,
4 to 5. Yep. It's only $10 a session, so it's affordable, plus it provides all the materials and everything.
Now, Sonia, do you still have the mobile library?
Yes, we have the Yarra Rangers Flexi Vehicle that comes every fortnight.
Yep.
So that's actually next due on the 23rd of May, and then it's every fortnight after that. And this is the library, Eastern Regional Library, so you can order your books from Lilydale or where have you, and they can bring it to Warialik for you, and you can pick it up from Warialik. You can also drop off your own books that need to go back, so you don't need to go down the line. So they bring over a couple of different crates of different books and DVDs and so forth.
Yep.
And, you can have a look through that and use the library in that sense.
But on a Monday, you also have a community house library, do you?
Yes, that's right. We've got a permanent library set up at the community house.
Yep.
And so people can come in and either do a book swap or take some of the books that we've got and maybe bring back something after they've finished reading and things like that. Yep. So.
And it's a drop-in set, like it's
yes, that's a drop-in. You don't need to make an appointment for that.
No, but I mean they don't have to just walk in, pick up their book and walk out. Like they can sit around, have a
they can, but they can also sit around and have a couple with the Monday Mix group because we've got a group on a Monday as well.
Oh, they're two different.
So
groups.
That's a different
I
social
that was
group.
Part of it.
No,
yeah.
It's a different social group.
Yep.
So on the Monday Mix group, we also have some of the people who come and bring their arts and crafts, and they might knit while they're sitting there having a cuppa and connecting with the people. So,
And what sort of age groups involved with that?
That's open.
Yep.
However, at the moment, we do have some people who are probably about 55 plus.
Well, I mean, it's a 10 till 12 on a Monday.
Yeah,
so if you're working, you're not going to be there.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, some mums who have dropped off their kids at school and so forth can come along.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
Well, all right, I'm going to take one more quick break and we'll be back with more.
So much in love with you. Wish I knew what to do. I wish that you'd love me too, 'cause I'm just so much in love with you. So much in love with you. I feel like a kid at school. I feel like that I'm a fool, 'cause I'm just so much in love with you. Last night, while I was sleeping,
and I'm talking to Sonia from the Woori Community House. And look, if you get a piece of paper and a pencil at about 5 to 1, she will give you all the contact details, and she'll also phone numbers and everything else to find out. But this one intrigues me, and I bet there's a few people that'd like to know about this. You've got a Brewers Club.
We certainly do. It's actually been an established club for an awful long time. I'd say close to 25 years.
Has it?
Yes, it was there when I first started, and I've been there 19 years.
True.
So it's progressively moved on, and, of course, some people have come and gone, but it's still happening.
So is it for the home brewers?
Home brewers, yes, yes. It's the first Monday of each month at 7 p.m.
Yep.
And it's greatly supported by the brewing shop that we've got in Warrialik.
Oh, yeah.
And what they do is they get together, they participate in competitions, and there's also there's state as well as national competitions.
For home brewers.
Absolutely, yeah. And one of our locals has been a state winner.
Have we?
So, yeah, they get together once a month, taste each other's
crafts. I was going to say that, do they taste
each
other's?
Yes, they do some taste testing, and then they talk about, you know, what else can they do to change it, perfect it, this, that and the other, but some of them have already got it down pat.
So they don't critique each other, they more or less just say, well, you know, maybe this.
Well, I'm sure that they critique each other. Yeah. It's the way they have a chat, and it's a good group environment, and They're a very friendly group of people.
And have a bit of a nibble at the same
time.
Yeah,
that's it. That's it. So yeah, and they welcome anyone to come along and join them and start learning about different things and
learn how to brew.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we should talk to home brewer one day just to see what's involved in setting up. You've also got a secret club.
Yes, we do, the Woori Wanderers Secret Club. So what happens is you meet at the Woori Community House and you're given a clue. And then following that clue takes you to wherever it might be.
Yep.
And then once you have gotten to that place, it's a bit like a treasure hunt, then you get something at the end of that.
So it's just the one spot, like you go from...
No. There's different clues each month and you go to different places each month.
You only go to one place on that day
just the one place that day, yes. But you might have to get to that place by going to visit a few different places where there are clues.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, it's a bit like a treasure hunt and so forth. And then when you get
like
to the end...
car trials, too.
And you can stop and have a cuppa or something in the local area.
How far away from the Woori House?
Usually within the Woori district within the Wild district.
Yep.
But we have also extended it out to Seville as well. So between Seville and Don Valley.
Gee, that's all right. So you don't walk huge...
No. And sometimes, you might need to drive to the first spot or something, so...
Mm. Oh, that sounds like a terrific idea.
It's just a bit of fun.
And that's really, particularly as people get a little bit older, that's really what it's all about, connecting, isn't it?
Well, it's funny because some people I've spoken to, haven't been to the Seville Tram Cafe, which they didn't even know was in the area, and they have found something new to go to.
Yeah, I'm amazed how many, and I was, when they had Crank Up, I used to often broadcast from there when they had the weekend of the Crank Up, and I'd be surprised how many people come to me and say, oh, we didn't know this was here.
Yeah.
We've lived in the area for 25 years. And I also did an interview with Mont Delancey. Now, I thought everybody knew about Mont Delancey, and people were...
Haven't been there.
Yeah, when I saw them weeks later, I said, oh, I didn't know that happened.
Yeah.
Now, something else, audiobook club.
Yes. This book club is a bit different because you don't have to read a book and you don't have to have the book with you, so it's the same as everyone else.
Yep.
What we do is we have it on our internet, on our computer, and we listen to a chapter a week.
Oh, so everybody listens.
Listens to it at the same time, and then at the end, we have a cuppa and a bit of a chat about that chapter of the book that's going. And I'm not sure what the book is at the moment, but they do chapter by chapter, so it's a different one each week. And then if you've missed it, you can always plug in and listen to it from home. So, yeah.
Oh, right. So
you don't actually have to strain your eyes and read or make extra time to read to get to the book club.
And you can sit and
have a nibble and, have a drink and so forth.
pardon me, how long does each book last?
Well, it depends on how many chapters there's in there. If they're shorter chapters, of course, you'll do two during that time.
Yeah.
But, we generally try to do books that are... There are books that are specifically for...
Oh, are there?
Yeah, that are selected for...
Because, I mean, you wouldn't want a 600-page book.
You'd be there forever. No. They're specific books that,
All right. Also... Candle making. What's a soy candle?
Okay. A soy candle is made from soy wax as opposed to beeswax or any other types of waxes. And with soy wax, there's no paraffin in it or petroleum or anything, whereas some of the other candles may have. And what we also do is we use natural fragrances, not chemical and synthetic fragrances.
Yep.
So it's a very safe burning natural candle.
Fair dinkum.
Yep.
That's a terrific idea. And also you've got a co-networking space.
Yes, that's on Fridays.
Yep.
And what that is that's the opportunity for people who have their own home business and so forth and who are working from home. They can bring their laptops in and so forth, still do some work, but connect in with other people. Have a couple with someone else so that you're not always home alone in the office. So, again, it's about that social isolation and so forth. So you might be working on your project and I might be working on my project, but then we'll stop and have a couple and a chat. Which is a bit different to working at home alone during the week.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
you kiss me, say goodnight at the door. And I know you know some girls who would wait by the phone, who would cancel all the plans just to get you alone. And you think I'm gonna fall, but I stand on my own. Yeah, I'm the queen of hearts. You think we're playing, but you sold your cards. The hard way. Now I know all the moves. I'm a pawn when I'm just playing your games. Why I made other rules. And I know you know some girls who would wait by the phone, who would cancel all the plans just to get you alone. And you think I'm gonna fall, but I stand on my own. Yeah,
welcome back, and I'm still talking to Sonia, obviously from Wiri Community House. In a few minutes, she's going to give you the contact details. But Sonia, I'd like to just quickly run through. There's still two or three of what I call special events coming up, which we were talking about earlier in the interview, which was the introduction to bonsai and a few and life without barriers. If you could just mention those again, please.
Okay, so the introduction to bonsai is on the 20th of May from 6:30 till 8:30, and that's a brief presentation and demonstration on the ancient art of bonsai. It's an artistic creation of miniature trees, and anybody can get involved. So you don't have to have any experience, but some gardening or horticultural interests or experience is an advantage, and this will be presented by members of the Yarra Valley Bonsai Society.
And you've also got Bunnings to come. I just can't find it here.
Yeah, Bunnings is on Friday the 30th of May.
Yep.
That's 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that is making a Zen garden with some little succulents in a coloured ceramic saucer and using rocks and sticks to create it as a Zen garden, which promotes relaxation.
I'm not sure what a Zen garden is. I'll have to look that up.
Well, just... maybe you'll have to attend.
And the other one that we should mention again is Life Without Barriers.
Yes, Life Without Barriers is on Tuesday the 17th of June.
Yep.
And that's from 6:30 to 7:30. And that's an information session about foster care and all different types of foster care and how you can become involved. And, you know, if you can offer a day, a week or an hour. And they will talk to you about how you can then become involved with them.
So they're all very important because particularly these foster carers, they do a fantastic job, but they do need a bit of time off themselves. And the other one we should just mention before we keep moving on was the Sit to Fit, because that's really got me intrigued.
And you'll have to come along to a class.
I'll be down here all the time.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, so Sit to Fit, and I can talk from experience, is a really fun class. And you're sitting on
the,
not the dance one. Well, no, I haven't done the Nutbush for you, but I can show you later. So it's basically sitting on a chair so that you've got your balance, you're feeling in control, you're not going to fall over, but you do some aerobic fitness and move your arms around, move your legs around, and it's improving your cardiovascular as well as your strength, balance and flexibility.
And as you do get a bit older, we all find that we haven't got quite the same strength that we did have.
Oh, no, that's right. Yeah, I've noticed that recently.
which isn't a good thing.
No, and that's why I need to increase my strength and balance and flexibility.
Yeah. Sonia, look, if you'd like to give the contact details, we hope that people have certainly got a bit of interest in what we've been talking about. It's always a great organisation down there at Woori, so... tell us how we can find out more.
Okay, our phone number is 59646 857. Our email is info@worricomhouse.org.au.
So it's Worricomhouse, isn't it?
Yep. Yes. And so our webpage is www.worricomhouse.org.au.
Right.
And we also have Facebook pages as well. And I think we now have Instagram.
Do you? Sounds good. I've only just got involved in that myself. Up till now, I've kept away from that.
Yeah, I haven't got it.
So, again, like 5964?
59646 857.
And info at?
info@worricomhouse.org.au.
And that phone number, there's someone there most days, isn't there?
Yes, there is. Usually between 10 and 3, there's someone there.
Now, the other thing that we should just mention, because we've still got a few minutes, is this raffle, because we don't want to see the Comm House not get some income. So they need to pop down to Woori Community House and buy some tickets.
Yes, we've got a Christmas in July raffle.
Yep.
So one of our prizes has got quite a few little Christmas puddings that is made into a tree.
Yeah.
So, yeah, some yummy prizes there. So tickets are $1 or 3 for $2, and it's going to be drawn on the 4th of July at 11 a.m.
Sounds good to me. Now, the other thing, too, we should also mention that while you've got a few new programs or certainly one-offs this year, you're always looking for people to get involved, the Comm House, either if they've got an idea for something, some classes they could run, or also, obviously, like every other group, you would like more on the committee of management.
Absolutely. We're always looking for people who've got some skills to share, to become tutors or volunteers, to be part of our committee or on our subcommittees, and always looking for members to come and be involved.
Yeah. And one of the things that I always like to stress that some people do some really terrific jobs when they're actually working, and then when they retire, that skill is lost, isn't
it? That's right. And if they could share those skills with us, that'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be great for the community house, but also great for their own well-being, I would have thought.
Absolutely. And maybe for others in the community who would be interested to learn different skills and so forth.
Because I'm thinking, I know later on you have a tax lady or tax person come in, don't you?
Yes,
and
we do.
Things like that. And I guess if you've got a retired lawyer that's got plenty of time on their hands, you wouldn't mind hearing
that would
from
be great. That would be great.
So there are plenty of opportunities. And I've known a couple of friends, particularly that were lawyers, that when they retire, all that experience just sits there and be terrific. Both these moved away, so I can't get them.
Yep.
But those sorts of people, I mean, it's just terrific.
There's many, many skills out there, and things are being lost because they're not passed down to different generations. So, even agriculture and things like that. Yep. We've got a community garden people can come and be involved in as well.
Yeah, that'd be terrific. And also, I mean, when you're helping, when you're working on the community garden, you're also helping, it's a community, and I'm really big on this, the community helping the community.
Other community members,
yes. Yeah, you've got people putting in. So, again, if you're interested in getting involved on the committee of management, I'm so sure Sophie would love to hear from you.
Absolutely, on 59646 857.
Let's start that phone ringing. But apart from that, look, Sonia, thanks for coming in again today. It's always a pleasure to have
you
in. And when I've got this in front of me. And I see you've also got a knitting crochet for charity as well.
Yes, yes. We've got a couple of people from the community who have already started doing this.
Yep.
But they might knit beanies, blankets, scarves, socks, all sorts of things. Yep. And then they donate it to us so that it can go to a charity.
Yeah, particularly coming into the winter. I mean, we talk about two nights this week at about two. And
yeah, it's getting cold.
Two at zero. Somebody that's homeless, I mean, a beanie doesn't cost you a lot to knit and donate them.
That's right.
And
can keep someone's head warm, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad enough. I was out walking first thing this morning and it was cold on my head. So I can't imagine being out all night at 0 degrees with a cold head.
Absolutely.
Sonia, look, I hope everything goes well for you.
Thank you.
info@worriecomhouse.org.au if you'd like to talk to them, or the best way is to pick up the old dog and bone, as Neil Bull says. Excellent. 5964 6857, or look up their website, see what you can do for them. Believe me, if you volunteer, you'll get more out of it than what you put in.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And that's the 3 W's, worriecomhouse.org.au.
Wonderful, thank you.
Or Facebook, like I guess everybody else is on Facebook.
A lot of people do Facebook, so if you just look up Worry Community House, you will find all our contact details.
And you think you're on Instagram now too, do you?
Yeah, I think we are. I'm pretty sure we are.
Unfortunately, I've got to go, but thank you again, Sonia. We look forward to talking to you next term and find what
Not
else
a
is
problem.
New.
Thank you.
Thank you, bye.
Thanks, Alan.